If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this is so gross. Don't eat like random wild animal meat, okay? Because it's really nasty. But yet people are still doing it. I have to share this story. So this is a Florida man who ate feral pig meat and then contracted a rare bio threat bacteria. Oh, what? I'm fine with eating wild meat. I mean, I have family that would eat it off the side of the road. I'm not kidding. I've had wild hog before. But I'm like, I think that you need to also, as part of you gathering food, you need to be aware of the health of your food before you harvest it. So this actually, like, this plagued this guy for a long time. It was at a Gainesville hospital. He had chest pain, and he lived on a rural farm, and he had been in and out of the hospital, and it was like a bacteria that was getting into his heart. And they thought he had maybe it was a heart implant, you know, maybe a germs behind it. Well, they found out it was a wild hog infection. He had a bacteria, and apparently it's something, I can't even, Brucella something, but apparently it's something that is in, like, prevalent in wild hogs, found in pigs, and it's very damaging to hogs. And it's really not something like brain infections, things like that. You got to be smart when you're harvesting out of nature, right? But man, can you imagine being sick for like years? This guy going through this hospital, being sick for years. Oh, it's because of the wild hog meat you ate 2 years ago. That's crazy. Am I going to have time to get one more in? We're like short on time every segment today. I apologize. I won't shut up. But Florida man's been cooking up iguana egg omelets because chicken eggs have been so expensive. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Third hour on the way. Our program in part is brought to you by our good friends over at Kel-Tec. They make shooty sticks. Woo! Kel-Tec has a brand new firearm. It's a PR-557. I got to say it right. It's an awesome 5.7. It's actually the only 5.7 I can actually probably carry. PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered at 5.7. Redefining the game. It is 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7 on the market, and that's done in part two ways. Unique top-loading design replaces the traditional magazines with stripper clips. So all the leftists who are like, clip instead of mag, you're right. It is a clip. And that allows for a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. And it's also that rotary barrel. Super, super ingenious. Engineered for simplicity and reliability. Kel-Tec is dedicated to making innovation and performance affordable. This thing has an MSRP of only $3.99, so you can get it. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. It is the Kel-Tec PR-57, PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's just all so cringe. Not as cringe as Alec Baldwin getting told off by his wife, though. Golly. We need some time on this one. All right, so first off, this is, it's Audio Sunday 23. This was at, they have a reality show. The Baldwins have a reality show that they're doing. And Alec Baldwin, as you know, everybody knows what happened with Rust. I just think it's in such bad taste for them to be doing this right now, but whatever. So his wife, Hillary, but she doesn't call herself Hillary anymore. How does he say her name?
Hilaria.
That's not even her name. She's a white girl from Boston.
Hilaria.
Yeah, she's her name's Hillary, and she just decided, I guess, to change her name. But she was born and raised in Boston. And they were at the red carpet event for their reality show. I don't even know what it's called, and I don't care. So they were at this red carpet, like a premiere event. And they were both being interviewed by a reporter because it's a reality show about them and their family. He really deserves her. Really does. Watch this.
We want more of this. Season 2? Do we know anything?
The Hilaria show.
No. No. I think we're going to see, you know? We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show. I think this is a really raw show, and it's very real, and we took a lot of chances.
Oh, Kane. Yes, ma'am. First off, she can speak English now.
She's great at it.
She's so fluent.
She is.
She's really fluent with her English. Move over, Melania Trump. This Spanish girl is great at being American. Jiminy Christmas. Remember the show when she, if we can find, well, we probably can't because it's today's show and NBC will probably give us a copyright violation. She's on the NBC show, some like Today show, and she was doing a cooking thing and she had a thick Spanish accent. And she's like, how you say cucumber? She's like trying to, huh, what's it? You just said it, you dumb bee. You just said cucumber. How you say cucumber? It was so ridiculous. So that's exactly what she did. And we're like, you were born in Boston. Like you grew up in America. So her parents vacationed in Spain a lot. And I guess she loved the Spanish culture so much she lied about being Spanish. I can't, man. I can't. That's like when you go to the Caribbean and you get your hair braided, like you see little girls get their hair braided or whatever. It's like you just don't, you know, you don't become a Black Caribbean Islander. You know, you just don't go, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go, I'm not going to go to Mexico and be like, I'm Mexican now. It's not how that works, right? Oh, my gosh, you have it?
I think Juan found that
God
cucumber
love you, Juan.
Audio.
Juan comes in clutch. It is
very
one of
very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have, how do you say it? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Oh, I am so dead. Oh, my gosh. I'm cringing to death. How you say cucumber? What's the English for? What? You speak English?
It's just a pre-pickle.
Oh, so anyway, they had this. They're having their red carpet event. And she just turns around and bites his head. Can we play this one more time? Because he just like, I feel, was he trolling her in the beginning? It's the Hilaria show. Like, it's just all about her. That's how I interpreted that.
The Hilaria show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show. I think this is a really raw show, and it's very real, and we took a lot of chances.
I want to slap her. That's so mean. When I'm talking, he's like pumping you up, and she's like, when I'm talking, you're not talking. When I'm talking, you're not talking. Oh my gosh, you wouldn't even be here if I wasn't talking, girl. Shut up. Oh my gosh. He deserves her. I think he met his match. He just found the female version of himself. Okay, so I was at an event in New York City. It's the only event of its kind that I went to. I get really awkward. So, you know, obviously I sit behind the mic and I talk to you guys every day. And Kane can attest to this. It's like a different beast when you're out in meet space, right? And I do not do well at these like cocktail events. So I don't go to them. I don't do well because I just say whatever comes into my head and it's so awkward for everybody. And I don't know. I hate small talk. I don't know how to do small talk. And so we were at this event in New York and I saw them and I was standing with, now, don't get weird about it. I was standing with Mark Thiessen and Don Lemon's boyfriend. Yeah, it's a weird thing. And I dared them. I was like, do you guys double dog dare me to go up to Alec Baldwin? Like we were school kids. Like, do you double dog dare me to go up to Alec Baldwin? And in fact, I think it was for our friend Megan Kelly, her book launch. And they're like, oh my gosh, yes, do it. Yes, do it. Like Don Lemon wouldn't even go up and talk to him. So I went up and I introduced myself and I told him I liked his body of work, particularly Royal Tenenbaums. She just stood there and he was real rude.
All Family Pharmacies are a great place to go to get all the medications like the that one you
where
need.
They look you up
save
and
yourself
down.
Time like, I could, like, and bench money. Press you. You don't have to play by pharma's rules. You don't have to play by the system's rules.
She was like not
going to
speak.
That's one of the reasons I trust All Family Pharmacy.
And he was just this know, is, very dismissive, which I anticipated.
One of the things that we always criticized during COVID is that the government dismissed any and all alternatives because it was never about
science. It was about
power.
We were just having fun.
And that's one of the things that kicked off the beginning for All Family Pharmacy.
You can read a lot about people in a couple seconds.
So they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics. So much
they
more.
Had the equal,
all of the medications
equal
the systems try to keep from you,
total
and it's all simple, fast,
right?
And affordable. Made
Lori
in
makes
the
a good
USA,
point
that you're
he
not getting anything
woman,
with inputs
though,
from India or China.
Long-term,
it's all
100%
made in the USA.
She
and
is
you can get your everyday maintenance
medications,
annoying. Too. They make it simple, fast shipping,
insufferable.
No
I
hassle,
can't even imagine.
No gatekeepers. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com
slash
for 10% off using promo code Dana.
I can't imagine being on a red carpet and turning to him.
It's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
This other part of me would literally probably like apparate outside of my body and slap myself. That's just so, that's not, it wasn't funny. And did you see the little awkward moment at the end when she's bringing her hands in? Like she knew it looked bad. And she's just trying to like find some equilibrium. She knew that it looked bad. Also, why are you dressed like a green screen? You know, 4'3" dressed like a green screen. 4'3" dressed like a green screen. Isn't that the millennial thing to do? Anyway, I don't get it. So it was, and he just walks away. He just walks away after it. Walks away after it. I think he deserves her. He deserves her, right? You can see on his face, I deserve this. Does she know, my husband made this point, does she know that he shoots women?
Right. Someone better tell her.
I know. Better tell the girl. Good night. I mean,
I do wish them a lot of years of togetherness.
You're so nice.
I know.
Look how nice you are. I'm not saying anything about that. You're so nice.
I feel good about it.
Look at you. Are you going to go like go home and lay your head on your nice soft pillow and go to sleep knowing that you're such a good person?
That's yeah, gonna, that
you're
my
so
thoughts
full
of their togetherness.
Well, I'm not. And I think it's hysterical. They're going to kill each other. All Family Pharmacy is a great place to go to get all the medications that you need. And you can save yourself time and money. You don't have to play by pharma's rules. You don't have to play by the system's rules. That's one of the reasons I trust All Family Pharmacy. This is one of the things that we always criticized during COVID is that the government dismissed any and all alternatives because it was never about science. It was about power. And that's one of the things that, you know, kicked off the beginning for All Family Pharmacy. And so they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, so much more. All of the medications the systems try to keep from you. And it's all simple, fast, and affordable, made in the USA. So you're not getting anything with inputs from India or China. It's all 100% made in the USA. And you can get your everyday maintenance medications too. They make it simple, fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana. Protect yourself and your family. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So, I got to put my... Yeah. It's Kane's birthday, so we're just going crazy on break. We haven't even started yet, so, you know, we're just going crazy on break. All right, first up, we've got, I wish it was all aliens. I wish it was all, like, amazing stuff from the JFK files, but it's not. We do have a New Jersey mayor who got arrested for being drunk as a skunk on St. Patty's Day with her toddler in a car. We do got that. They was accused of driving drunk with her toddler in the car on St. Patrick's Day. The Lumberton mayor, Gina LaPlaca, admitted to drinking before she got behind the wheel to pick up her 2-year-old son at daycare on Monday. And then a bystander took video. She's a 45-year-old Democrat. Girl was swerving all over the road. She almost hit a utility pole, and they shared it with police. Then they located the vehicle in question at her house, and they found an open container of alcohol, a toddler strapped in the rear passenger seat, And she said she's going to seek treatment for addiction and get help. Is it addiction, or is it just like you're making bad choices and you want to say it's addiction so you don't have to actually take responsibility for it? I don't know. Gold sets another, get your gold, Dana likes gold, gold.com. Gold sets another record as a safe choice. Dana likes gold.com. Get your gold from Goldco. They set another record as a safe choice. Front month gold futures have continued to set records. Investors maintaining a risk-off appetite ahead of the Reserve Fed's meeting tomorrow. Today, really. Right? Today. No, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Yeah, no, they make the decision today.
Yeah, they make the decision today. Okay, that's right. I thought that was wrong. But they said that it's up now for six consecutive seasons. We're going to find out some big news this week. I know. Are they? I mean, they told us that inflation was imaginary. So why are they having to do all this stuff? I don't know. What's up, Denny's? Favorite fan restaurant closes after 26 years as the chain... What? Denny's is closing everything? No! This was the restaurant of my youth. No! I would go... What?
These in New York are being closed, at least.
Oh, well, yeah. Because, I mean, who doesn't love a good moons over Miami, right? The industry is buckling under the weight of economic pressure, and obviously consumers are like, we're broke, we're nervous, we don't want to spend anymore. But they said that Syracuse, a bunch of New York locations are closing. I feel like they're winding down everything, personally. I feel like it's just not going to start here. I think it's going to be everywhere. But Denny's and Waffle House are where it's at,
they need
really.
To do more emo rock shows.
What was that?
They need to do more emo rock.
Oh, yeah. They need to have more mosh pits at Denny's. Chips and cookies are getting too expensive. Shoppers are buying less. That's a great health plan from... that was Biden's MAHA. Biden just thought that they could make everything super unaffordable for you, and then you would lose weight because you can't afford to eat. That was how they were approaching it. So it's the poor diet, right? I'm sure, especially if you're a subscriber. You saw the story that I had yesterday evening. A website that features an interactive map that lists all of the names and the addresses and the phone numbers and the social media details of every Tesla owner in America. And they're demanding that if people want their information removed, that they prove to the people doing this website that they sold their Teslas before the people running this website take the Tesla owner's sensitive information from said site. I didn't link the site. Now, the cursor is a Molotov cocktail. What does that tell you, Kane? Birthday boy?
I guess the people that hated January 6th, they're all about destruction of property. For some reason?
No. Remember, these people, the Tesla folk, the people who were very upset over big balls up a Doge, those people, they told us they were very upset about potentially our private information being used. They were very upset about this. They said that Big Balls was going to get our social security number and just, you know, throw it all over the internet like cash money at a strip club. I don't know. That's what they were insinuating.
Weird.
So weird. They were so concerned about our social security numbers, the left, Kane.
Yeah.
So concerned. So I haven't seen them talk about this. I would imagine, Kane, they're super upset about this.
I mean, that would make sense, but they don't make sense.
They list on their website, and it was called Doge Quest. So stupid. If you're on the hunt for a Tesla, this is from their site. Quote, if you're on the hunt for a Tesla to unleash your artistic flair with a spray can, just step outside. No map needed. At DogeQuest, we believe in empowering creative expressions of protest that you can execute from the comfort of your own home. I love executing protest, don't you? I mean, like, the act of it, right?
Yeah, sure.
They said DogeQuest neither. And you know what? I think they think that they're being super cute with their language, but they're not. I mean, it's, dude, you're still actionable. I mean, come on. But yeah, artistic flair, that you're talking about vandalism, you're talking about destruction of private property. I know that the left is has like a very like freaky OnlyFans type fetish with destruction as speech, but it's not. And then they list on here, I want my information removed. Absolutely. I hope that someone signed this email address up for everything. In fact, I'm shocked that I have not done it yet. Sidebar, when I get emails that I don't want, I sign those people up for everything, and you literally will have to close your email account in order. You will not be able to use it. I will ruin your email account. I will sign you up for every God heaven thing on earth. It's not even a joke. I swear to you I do this. I am that petty. So they have their email up here. So they said, yeah, just provide us with proof that you've sold your Tesla. I'm not saying to do any of this, but it'd be super funny because nobody's anonymous on the internet. And it would be just super funny. Yeah, here's a picture of my Tesla in your driveway as I come knock on your door. I'm kidding. I wouldn't. Or would I? No. But they said that, we only accept scan documents in JPEG and PNG formats. And that's extortion. This is extortion. And this follows a string of now pretty frequently occurring incidents where leftists have like keyed Teslas in parking lots. They shot up a dealership. They've set fire to dealerships. And the left, like I said, they really, really, really opposed Musk and the spending cuts that Doge had recommended. They were saying, again, Big Balls is going to go out there, get our social security numbers, sign us up for Publishers Clearinghouse. I don't know what they thought was going to happen. I mean, these nerds only had, and there was only a handful of them, they had read-only access under NDA of very specific things. But the left is hysterical. Heaven forbid you cut our spigots that go and fund Act Blue. Heaven forbid. So they falsely accusing Doge of having all this access when they didn't. But this was all theater. They didn't really have any actual legitimate concern for people's private information. I mean, if they're willing to use violence and extortion to as retribution for the type of car someone chooses to buy, I mean, that was all fake. They never cared about it. They sure as hell didn't care about your private information when it was being leaked out by the IRS. I mean, they sure as hell didn't care about your information then. They sure as hell didn't care about your information when they were going after parents who were speaking up at school board meetings and following them and breaking, I don't know how many laws to classify them as domestic terrorists, you know, surreptitiously under the Patriot Act. So the left has been professionally agitating since against Musk, since even before the election,
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.